Asseyez-vous, นี่ภาคภาษาฝรั่งเศสจบแล้ว So please sit in your cross-legged posture. So I said before the how you cross your legs, left over right, right over left, or one in front of the other. It's not so important, but there is one point that ideally your bottom wants to be higher than your knees. So that's something to work on, and if you're serious about practicing meditation and incorporating it in your life, then it's worth doing some yoga exercises to create more ability to sit cross-legged for longer time. If you can sit with the full lotus, that's very good, but it's not necessary. And the way that you sit can also affect your mind. If you're like full lotus, sometimes it's just a little bit too tight, and sitting in a half lotus or just with one leg in front of the other, it's called a Burmese posture, then that's sometimes just feels more appropriate. So anyway, please close your eyes. We begin this morning meditation period. So to repeat one or two of the things I've been speaking about so far, like meditation is not a technique that you apply in order to get some particular kind of result. Whether you call it peace or however you picture that. But it is a means of training your mind, of learning how to learn about your experience. So the mind is a very powerful tool, but it needs sharpening first before you can really use it in any profound way. And without the training in mindfulness, in meditation, the mind loses so much of its power and its energy. Frittering away through the sense doors. So if you can, one of the ways of talking about the mind is compare it with sunlight. So sunlight can, as you know, can be very hot sometimes. But if you were to take a magnifying glass and then you bring all the sun's rays into one spot, then you increase the heat exponentially. You can start a fire. So the power of the mind is largely unused. We don't know how to harness the power of the mind. And the meditation techniques that we use are the most efficient and effective ways of harnessing power of the mind. So we're not allowing it any leaks of energy. And we're bringing the mind together in one point. This is what samadhi is. But we're not wanting to use the power of the mind to gain any material benefit or for any kind of special power. But in order for us to be able to understand the nature of our body and mind, because ultimately it's because we don't understand, because we create a sense of self out of the raw material of the body and feelings and perceptions and thoughts. And to stop doing that, we really need to be able to see the impermanent, selfless nature of the body and feelings and thoughts and so on. So the mind is not yet strong enough, it's not powerful, it's not clear enough, it doesn't have stability enough to see the truth of things. And this is why it's so important to develop meditation. But as you say, as byproducts of this process, right from the beginning, a sense of well-being appears, that stress, anxiety, the coarser negative mental states start to fall away. So there are short-term and longer-term benefits. In the beginning, we have to be very, very patient with ourselves. And the Buddha pointed to patience as the most powerful, most effective means of cutting through or incinerating defilements. If you lack patience to be with things when they're not particularly exciting or stimulating, then you're narrowing your life down by such a huge amount. If you're only ever going to be able to be present to things that are comfortable or that you like, it means that you're shutting the door to a huge number of valuable experiences in your life. So developing patience is a really key life skill. And meditation is one of the very best ways of developing patience. So when you breathe in, you breathe out, there's often not very much there to attract you or to interest you. So you have to be providing that input yourself. You have to be clever about how you relate to the breath. You want to create contentment with the breath, enjoyment of the breath. So the way that we use language affects our minds a lot. So we say focus on the breath or concentrate on the breath. It sounds rather kind of heavy and intimidating. But if we were to change that word and say enjoy the breath, see if you can enjoy your in-breath, enjoy your out-breath, not the way that you enjoy some sort of exciting experience, but the way that you can enjoy a very subtle work of art in a museum, let's say. You look at it, you gaze on it, you enjoy the craftsmanship, you enjoy the beauty of it. So that kind of enjoyment. And then we apply that to the breath. So this is not a frightening prospect, is it? You know, try to enjoy your in-breath, enjoy your out-breath. Once you've done it once, start again. Enjoy the new in-breath, enjoy the new out-breath. Because every breath is unique. It may seem very similar, but the closer you look, the more subtle variation that you find. And as the meditation progresses, so does the breath change. As the mindfulness increases, and the breath becomes more and more subtle. and you can reach a point where it seems as if there's no breath at all. But that's just a perception of the mind. Of course, you're breathing, otherwise you'd be dead. You'd be in serious trouble. So it's just a perception. The perception is there's no breath. So then where do you put your mind? You put your mind on that, the one who perceives there's no breath. So that's the mind. So when the object disappears, the mind knows the mind, knows itself. And that's when the meditation can become very profound. So concentrate on the breath? No. Enjoy the breath. Enjoy the sensation of the breath. Just completely natural. You don't have to create it. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to change it. Just be aware. Just be with the breath. Be a good friend to the breath. You know, when you have a good friend, they say, I'll be there for you. Come through thick and thin, ups and downs, I'm your friend. So that's, you want to be a friend to the breath. You want to enjoy being with the breath, just like you enjoy being with a good friend or someone you love. Give it that kind of attention, that kind of importance, every single breath.